You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the brain? Okay, taking the zombie invasion angle out of the picture, what is that massive tissue inside our skulls? The brain is the organ that controls an animal's nervous system. It processes the information that our senses perceive of what's going on outside our bodies. It directs the planned and intentional activities of our bodies, such as walking, picking up a rock, singing, thinking. And it coordinates all of those activities that occur without our thinking about it. Breathing, heartbeat, digestion. Neuroscientists, those are the scientists who study the nervous system, they refer to those last ones as autonomic functions. The brain and its nervous system is composed of very specialized cells, nerve cells called neurons. It's not known exactly how many neurons are in a human brain. These cells are so small that scientists can only estimate, but it could be in the order of 90 billion neurons in an adult brain. What scientists can measure is mass and volume. The average adult brain weighs about 3 pounds, the same as a half gallon of milk. And the average adult brain has a volume of about 1,200 cubic centimeters, which is about 80 tablespoons. Size-wise, if you make two fists, place them side by side, that's about the size of your brain. Of course, it's a very rough approximation since fist size will vary from person to person. Human brain size has evolved over time, over millions of years, from an early human called Homo habilis about 2 million years ago to modern humans, Homo sapiens of today. By studying the empty brain case volume of fossilized skulls, it's estimated that Homo habilis had a brain size of about 600 cubic centimeters, half the size of today's adult brain for Homo sapiens. What's interesting about the development of the brain as we grow from baby to child to adult is we actually have fewer neurons as an adult. Brain volume increases into adulthood. And our cognitive abilities improve from child to young adult and beyond. In fact, here's a fun experiment to try on your younger kids. Until about age 7, the young brain can't process information such as the amount of something. Have your young child watch you pour equal amounts of water into two identical glasses. Those two glasses should both be the same size and shape. They should be short and wide. Then ask if your child, if they have equal amounts of water, they'll look at them and they'll say yes. Then pour the water from one of those glasses into a tall, narrow glass. Now ask the child which has more water, and they'll probably say the tall, narrow glass has more because the water level is going to be higher. At young ages, the brain can't understand amount or volume ideas yet. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the brain. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.